WZN3RO, stand by for National Weather Service storm update. To those in range of the Frederick repeater, just received a severe thunderstorm watch notice from the National Weather Service. Severe thunderstorm watch 297 is in effect until 9 p.m. tonight. And it includes just about all the counties within range of the Frederick repeater. It's a long list, but it's about every county around Maryland. And at this point, the radar is showing a small storm traveling along the Pennsylvania-Maryland border. The lower portion of that storm has just passed Hagerstown and is coming across I-70 right at the Washington Frederick County line. It does appear to be diminishing as it crosses over the two mountain ranges there. Looks to be in the Middletown Valley heading east, and it's still got another range to go over, so it may diminish further. There's no activation at this time, no formal net. Once this little cell gets through Frederick County, there doesn't appear to be anything imminently behind it. N3RO.
Yeah, thanks much, Rick. We'll keep our eye on it. We'll probably be leaving in about an hour and get back a little bit later tonight, so we'll see what happens. Thank you. N3RO, WA3, Papa Baker, Charlie.
Okay, very good, Rollin. I suppose there could be pop-ups at any time with the humidity and warmth in the air. But right now, that little storm just crossing into Frederick County up by I-70 at Washington-Frederick line does not appear too threatening. Looks like heavy rain maybe for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, that sort of thing. And there is some lightning with it. I'm seeing on the lightning tracking system, but not heavy. N3RO continuing to monitor. This is N3RO with a severe weather warning for Frederick area. N3RO, standby. National Weather Service in Sterling, Virginia has just issued a tornado warning for southeastern Washington County and central Frederick County in north central Maryland until 3 p.m. At 2:24 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Boonesboro, or 8 miles east of Shepherdstown, moving east at 40 miles an hour. Radar has indicated rotation within this storm. For those in the direct path of a tornado touchdown, flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Damage to roofing, siding, and windows may occur. Mobile homes may be destroyed or damaged. Tree damage is likely. This dangerous storm will be near Braddock Heights around 2:35 p.m. Ballinger Creek and Clover Hill around 2:40 p.m. Frederick and Harry Groves Stadium around 2:45 p.m. Walkersville, Linganore, Bartonsville, and Discovery Spring Garden around 2:50. Newmarket and Green Valley around 2:55. Other locations impacted by this possible tornadic thunderstorm include Burkittsville, Iamsville, Bloomfield, Mount Pleasant, Jefferson, Brownsville, Clifton, Arnoldtown, Libertytown, and Bolivar. Radar has indicated there may be tornadic activity in this cell and hail up to 3/4 of an inch. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. This is N3RO. At this point, I am activating a Skywarn net. I will be your net control. And if you have any reports of severe weather or rotation in clouds or tornadic activity, please call this station. This net is now activated at 2:28 p.m. N3RO with the Skywarn net. This is N3RO, net control for Skywarn net, in contact with the National Weather Service in Sterling, Virginia. The National Weather Service has indicated that severe weather could be occurring within the listening area of this repeater. A tornado warning has been issued for the Frederick County area. Skywarn is currently activated as a directed net. All Skywarn spotters are requested to check their systems and backup systems at this time. Skywarn is activated. All amateurs are encouraged to call Skywarn with reports of severe weather. We're looking for tornadic activity, funnel clouds, rotating wall clouds, hail. Please give size related to currency. Wind gusts in excess of 50 miles an hour. Any damage by wind or down trees, lightning. This is N3RO with a Skywarn directed net. We're standing by at this time only for severe weather reports. Do not want to hear where the sun is shining or there is nothing going on. We have cleared the frequency. Severe weather reports only at this time, please. N3RO, standing by. In the Frederick area within the repeater range may want to check their local TV. Channel 4 is now covering this storm coming into Frederick County right now on TV. N3RO.
Rick, nothing to report right here at Monrovia, but looking at the cameras at 340 and 180, it looks pretty bad, and the camera at 340 and 17 is not operative. It's just coming and going, so the storm must be right there. That's just a visual from those tracking cameras. You don't have to log that, but that's just information item. W3IC.
Copy, Phil. I have five traffic cams up on the screen here right now. I'm looking at the one at 340 and 180. Pretty stormy out there also. M3RO monitoring.
I couldn't even see the one there at 17, which was what close to Myersville, I believe, 340-17, and I couldn't even, it's so bad that there's no no information hardly coming back from it.
This is N3RO repeating a tornado warning issued at 2:24 this afternoon by the National Weather Service for the listening area of this repeater. It will expire at 3 p.m. At 2:24, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing tornadic activity was located near Boonesboro, moving east at 40 miles per hour. This danger storm will be near Braddock Heights around 2:35, that's right about now. Ballinger Creek and Clover Hill around 2:40, that's in a few minutes. Frederick and Harry Grove Stadium around 2:45. Walkersville, Linganore, Burtonsville, Discovery, Spring Garden around 2:50. Newmarket and Green Valley around 2:55. Other locations impacted by this tornadic thunderstorm include Burkittsville, Iamsville, Bloomfield, Mount Pleasant, Jefferson, Brownsville, Clifton, Arnoldtown, Libertytown, and Bolivar. There could be hail up to 3/4 of an inch in this storm. This is N3RO with an activated Skywarn net at this time. We are standing by at this time for only severe weather reports along the lines of tornado, rotating funnel clouds, wall clouds, hail, wind gusts in excess of 50 miles an hour, or any other damage by lightning or wind. This is N3RO standing by.
W3ICF, you still online there, Rick?
I'm right here, Phil. We just had a nearby lightning strike, according to my weather book, 0.2 of a mile away, that caused about a 1 second blackout here, but we're back online. Everything came back up. Over.
Yeah, I dropped the link up to the tower, and I was having trouble looking up there at the inside weather information there, so I think it might have affected our internet feed up there at the tower, so I just wanted to be sure. I had to connect back up, so it knocked us down. Okay, back in net control. Just checking to see if you were still with us, W3ICS.
This is N3RO in contact with the National Weather Service. Rain is just starting here in Ballinger Creek. The winds are picking up, and the radar is indicating quite a bow in the thunderstorm just west of Frederick City, which is what the TV was talking about, is where tornadic activity is formed. Call it a bow echo in the Weather Service lingo. And I'm seeing a very definite bow coming just west of Frederick. The National Weather Service has indicated that severe weather is occurring within the listening area of this repeater, and right now it is just west of the city of Frederick, coming across our area here. It's been coming right down I-70 from Hagerstown. The main threat right now is possible tornadic activity here in the Frederick area. I've received no reports of that yet, but it is a fast-moving storm. The cameras out at 180 and 340 have already indicated the storm has passed that area. The skies are lightening and the rain has stopped, but is just coming into the Frederick City area now. N3RO.
Camera at 15 and 40, which is West Patrick. Really socked in, and lots of water on the road. Traffic almost at a standstill. W3ICF on that. Nothing here down at Monrovia.
Yeah, I'm looking at the camera on 15 South at 26, and the traffic is coming to a standstill. It's obviously raining so hard. N3RO, the rain is roaring outside right now here at Ballinger Creek. N3RO with a skywarn net for any severe weather of tornadic indication or hail. We're not getting it here, although we are getting very heavy rain here in Ballinger Creek. N3RO.
W3FFW.
Go ahead, N3RO.
Yeah, Rick, I'm up here on the area you were talking about, 26 and 15, and the rain's coming down real hard. Driving in the car, the wipers are on full blast. Don't know how fast the wind is going, but it's definitely streaking the traffic signal lights all around, so it's going pretty good coming down hard. W3FFW.
Okay, Rick, appreciate the report. The camera on 26-15 just went out. I've got five cameras and three of them are out. So I don't think they're storm ready. N3RO, thanks for the report, Rick.
N3RO.
Station just tried calling net control. You're all noise. I don't know what it was, but you're unreadable. N3RO. It's not signal level. There's noise on your signal. Audio noise, not weak signal noise. N3RO.
Rick, you had WB3GXW in there a little while ago, but he never did say anything. That's Johnny Creel down there, and that was KB3, KVA Sanford up there, and it sounded to me like that it was a weather scanner background noise that was in there with him. He's gone off the screen again now, W3SGF. I know the way you monitor, you can't see that, so I hope you don't mind me giving you any information of who's checking in. W3SGF.
Okay, I appreciate the relay. I'll always appreciate if you can see something on Echolink. I'm not. I'm not connected in via Echolink at the time. But I'll log KB3KVA Sanford in with a report, but we didn't get the report because it was all noise. N3RO standing by. This is N3RO with the National Weather Service severe storm warning for the Frederick City area right now. The heart of the storm is right over Frederick City, proceeding east. The cameras on the highway west of Frederick indicate the rain has stopped. The skies are lightening, getting lighter, I should say. And the storm has passed from the Middletown Valley, Jefferson area. It would appear at this time proceeding through the Frederick City vicinity. It has passed pretty much through the Ballinger Creek area at this time. We had very heavy rain, a few bouts of lightning, but no tornadic activity that we could see. Brian was AB3RW, and I were on Simplex, and he said he thought he could see some rotation. The winds seemed to be going back and forth in directions, but I don't think there was any sign of a tornado here in Ballinger Creek, at least not at my house. It did get very windy, very heavy rain for 5 minutes, but it was very fast moving. N3RO continuing to monitor with the Skywarn net for the Frederick area. N3RO standing by. The cameras at 70 and 270, looking at 70 east of 270, headed towards Eastern Frederick, New Design Road, where it crosses over 270. Traffic is moving slow, but it does look like the storm is on the backside. The camera from the monitor there on the road was totally covered with rain, and you couldn't make out the highway. It is now showing raindrops hitting it, but the road is visible again. Traffic is moving, and it does look like the backside of the storm is now east of the city of Frederick. N3RO.
F-A-R-G. Repeater.
This is N3RO. The tornado alert was to expire at 3 o'clock. I've been monitoring the alerts out of National Weather Service. They have not reissued that, so I am going to log the tornado warning as expired at 3 o'clock. It is now 3 o'clock, and the only thing is a new severe thunderstorm warning as this storm continues east. The National Weather Service in Sterling, Virginia has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Howard County, southeastern Carroll County, northeastern Montgomery County, southeastern Frederick County. At 2:53 p.m., a severe thunderstorm located over Linganore, Bartonsville, or near Harry Grove Stadium, moving east at 45 miles an hour. Possible hazard could include ping pong ball size hail, 60 mile an hour wind gusts. That's radar indicated. That's not reported by Ground Truth Skywarn reports. Locations of impact could include Columbia, Frederick, Pikesville, Damascus, Harry Grove Stadium, Ellicott City, Catonsville, Woodlawn, Randallstown, Owings Mills, Eldersburg, Milford Mill, Reisterstown, Ballinger Creek. Well, it's kind of gone east of Ballinger Creek at this point. Mount Airy, Walkersville, Sykesville, Oakland, and Newmarket. They're saying here possible hail 1.5 inches. I think that's radar indicated. I haven't heard anything about it being reported. Wind 60 mile an hour, and that's all radar indicated possible. At this point, we'll stand by. I'm going to put the net in standby mode here and open it up to general repeater traffic. If you want to have conversations about the weather, please feel free to do so. The storm seems to move east of Frederick, proceeding to the eastern portions of Frederick County, continuing east into Carroll and Howard counties at this time. We did not experience any tornadic activity that I'm aware of here in the Frederick immediate area, nor did I see any hail or anything other than a thunderstorm for 5 minutes as it passed overhead. This is N3RO. The Skywarn net is still active. I will still monitor, but it is in standby mode, not active mode. N3RO standing by.
K3IFO.
See Ellicott City.
LMO and Ellicott City. LMO, you were first. Go ahead.
I think I got crossed up with somebody else, Rick. This is KA3XC, Ellicott City.
Yeah, there were two of you doubling. Ellicott City, standby, John. Was there an LMO or OMO? This is N3RO.
This is K3IFO. Just wanted to confirm that the heavy rain has made it to Mount Airy. Over.
Okay, Joe, K3IFO, confirming that the rain cell is now in the Mount Airy vicinity, continuing its track in an easterly direction. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the update on the storm. He can run, but he can't hide. K3IFO and 3RO, do you have anything further?
Negative. I just pulled over. We've got a loss of visibility here on the road, so I just pulled over in a parking lot because I think everybody was anticipating the rain, and so they were doing some hazardous driving prior to the rain, certainly during the rain. So nothing more to add. This is K3IFO. Thanks for picking me up.
Okay, thanks for the ground truth spotter information there. Appreciate that, Joe. Have a safe trip the rest of the way home. Go ahead, John. Ellicott City might be getting a little rain in a little while, but we didn't see anything in the way of tornadoes or hail here. No reports of it anyway. Not saying it wasn't in the storm, but nothing seemed to be indicated on anything I was watching here, nor did any reports come in from observations. N3RO.
Yeah, just nothing happening here yet. Today it's just a real light breeze, but it's quite dark, cloudy. So who knows? As far as all that hail, it can stay up in the air, as far as I'm concerned. So I'll go out there and check a few things and make sure nothing's too loose to fly around, and then get back and monitor. N3ROKA3EXC.
Okay, John. Very good. Well, button down the hatches. I think if you get what we got, you're going to get a thunderstorm of somewhat intense, but very short-lived, about 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes of wind gusts around 30, 35, and some pretty moderate rain, but it's over in about 5 to 10 minutes and on its way. N3RO.
3ICF.
Go ahead.
Okay, we experienced a power outage here. Power went down. Of course, I don't have an automatic start on the generator, but wind is up to 20 mile per hour gust and constant. It was up around to a constant 15 mile per hour wind. Heavy rain. Don't see any hail. W3ICF.
Okay, well, in a way, that's good news. No hail and no tornadic is hard to get your flips around sometimes. It's a big word. Anyway, no tornadic activity here in our area, which is good news. And with that, we'll stand by here. But the repeater is open for general amateur use. We're just in standby mode here. The severe weather has left the Frederick City vicinity. It's continuing north. Last report of heavy rain heading east was from Mount Airy. So that's how far east it's getting. N3RO.
PE4QNO. Yeah, I got about an inch and a half on that little downpour.
KE4QNO, N3RO. Okay, Chris, very good. Oh, over an inch in, what was that, 10 minutes? That would probably come out to around 3 or 4 good inches an hour rain rate. If it's sustained, that's pretty good. But it's always good that it comes quick and leaves quick at that rain rate. I'll have to look at my rain gauge when I get out of the shack here. We probably got something similar. I know it was almost like a fire hose on the shack window here. I couldn't... It was very loud rain. N3RO.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be some localized flooding. That came down quick and fast, and the ground was already wet. I dug a hole out here for a fence post, and it's just standing red water right now. And I planted the cherry tree yesterday, so I hope it drains quick today.
And, well, it's moving so fast, it probably won't do too much damage flooding-wise. Monocacy's way down. It can absorb a lot. And its footprint is very small as storms go. So hopefully they're talking about another round later this evening in the 6 to 8 time frame. We'll just have to wait and see. Hopefully it won't be right in the middle of our 7:30 weather net. Hi. N3RO, standing by.
Yeah, I do enjoy a good storm like that every now and then. That one the other night just woke me up from a deep sleep, and I'm a deep sleeper. And then I asked the wife and kid, and they didn't get up. But it was, I mean, it was rattling my windows. The thunder was clapping so loud. All right, I'll let you go. I was right in the middle of anything anyway. N3RO, KE4QNO. Back to gardening in the mud at this point.
Okay, Chris, put the hip boots on. N3RO clear with KE4QNO and standing by.
Okay, Rick, W3ICS, in about a 10 minutes time there, that hard rain, I only got a half an inch in about 10 minutes. And it's let up now. Things seem to have passed on over. But no hail, 10 inches of rain. Wind got up to 20 mile an hour gusts, and it's now setting at a 4 mile per hour wind. Of course, I had to reset everything. My communications with you was strictly by RF. All the computers went down for a while there. W3ICF, back to net control.
Okay, Phil, copy. N3RO. Just looking at the Frederick scanner, this is N3RO. Update of storm consequences in Frederick area here at 3:09 p.m. A building collapse with entrapment at 5161 Mussetter Road, Iamsville. And they are... sending out all kinds of equipment there. And Brian told me that that also included a tree and down on a house. So that's probably the tree on the house is what caused the building collapse with entrapment. Again, that's on Mussetter Road. We have wires down on West Patrick Street in Frederick. And I'm seeing a picture here of downtown Frederick. It shows a roof off one of the homes there. It might be on 3rd Street or 4th Street. it's hard to tell. It doesn't define it. Just a picture. Debris on Maryland 144, east-west at Baltimore Road. And wires down Mussetter Road, Dudley Drive, Iamsville. So if you're out there on the road, kind of be aware and heads up. Be alert for such things as trees, branches on the road, wires down, and debris in the roadway. N3RO.
K3IFO.
That's all.
I am on 144 west of Mount Airy heading to Newmarket. I can attest to the debris on the road. There is well over 6 inches of rain in some of the intersections, and in fact, some of the intersections appear to be gone. Like there's gullies where there once was intersections. It's safe to say that it is the road itself is, you can travel, but turning off of 144 in some areas may be difficult. So I'm imagining that this much rain, this much water, and this little time with saturated ground had a big effect. So just be careful. K3 IFO.
Okay, Joe. Are there any portions of 144 that are washed out or impassable that we need to relay to officials, or is it passable at this time?
Passable via one lane in certain areas. Some areas have flooded out into, you know, which depending on which lane you're in. There is certainly debris and mud in other areas, but it's passable. It's not advisable.
And that's 144 east of Mount Airy?
Correct.
Okay, Joe, very good. Well, I appreciate the report, and I might relay that into the non-emergency number here for the EOC. Just make sure the county's aware of it. K3IFO, mobile M3RO.
K3IFO, clear.
M3RO, KB3MKJ.
KB3MKJ and 3RO. Go ahead.
Just want to let you know we did have some heavy rain go through here. Winds weren't that great, maybe 25 to 30 gusts. It's all passed now. We lost commercial power, though, about 3.04 p.m., and it's still out on Dietrich Road.
Okay, writing quickly here. Appreciate the report. And nice to hear from you. KB3MKJ and 3RO.
No problem, Rick. KB3MKJ, clear.
Downtown Frederick, Bentz, and 2nd Street is flooded out. Just got a picture up on the screen here from Frederick Facebook. Someone posted a nice picture of it. They've got service vehicles blocking traffic from going into the water. Looks like Carroll Creek probably came out of the bank, is my guess. Bentz and 2nd Street is flooded out at this time. N3RO, downtown Frederick.
AA3X6. I think it just started to hit here. The wind gusted up to about 40, and we had a real heavy squirt of rain. Now the wind's died down. Rain has slacked off, but it sure looked ugly down here. So I suspect we're going to get whacked with it. A little thing that occurred to me. I don't know about anybody else, but I got this Fios down here. If the electricity goes out, my power goes out, so does the phone. So I'm going to forward my house phone into my cell. Anyway, catch you later, KA3EXC.
Okay, John, well, be careful and get those flashlight batteries and battery-operated radios ready. Facebook is also indicating there's a tree down at College and Second across the. It doesn't say across the road. It just says tree down at College and Second in downtown Frederick. All lights on Rosemont Avenue are non-functioning at this time. Flooded roadways. Storm update. Vents at Second. Vents at Carroll and Second. Vents at Patrick, Rosemont, and 15 flooded. Catoctin at Rosemont, Catoctin at Jefferson. Those are the following roads that have been reported flooded out. N3RO.
Rick, I just heard one across on the scanner someplace over near Mount Airy. They got six power poles in a row all sheared off, so we may end up getting something out of this yet. This is AB3RW.
Okay, Brian, good update there. Six power poles in a row. Well, yeah, that could be a couple of things, including straight line winds or tornadic activity. I guess they'll probably be investigating that tomorrow to figure out which. Thanks for the update, Brian. Mount Airy area, be careful up there. There's signs of severe weather. And localized flooding of streets in the Frederick vicinity. N3RO. Also be careful if you're out Green Valley Road in Green Valley. Wires down on the roadway, so be careful out there. And I guess the word is, even though the storm has passed through Frederick here, if you're driving on the roads anywhere in the Frederick vicinity, Frederick County, or even Carroll County, just be alert. There's a lot of debris and a lot of things going on, from small stream flooding to debris to trees down, etc. N3RO with the Skywarn net on standby mode. Standby mode does mean the repeater is open to general amateur use. There is not a storm in the immediate vicinity threatening Frederick, so we've stood down from warning mode to standby mode. If you have anything you want to discuss or bring the net at this time, it's an informal net on your net control. Or if you want to call anyone else on the repeater is open to general amateur traffic. We're just kind of storm watching at this point, watching it leave our area. N3RO.
N3RO, AB3RW. Rick, they just issued a tornado warning for Howard County. I wouldn't be surprised if something hits over that area somewhere. AB3RW clear.
Oh, great update, Brian. I don't know if there's a subnet for Howard County, but if anyone's in Howard County listening to this net, please be advised of the tornado warning for Howard County at this time. N3RO.
KA3XC, I don't think we got anything. That's why one reason I'm listening to you guys. I did hear some unofficial word about a tornado around Columbia, but I don't know if that was somebody just getting overly excited or not. So, nothing confirmed. All quiet here right at the moment. Still nice and dark and ugly. KA3XC, back to net.
Roger, copy, John. N3RO standing by.
Yeah, I'm looking at the update now. It should be Ellicott City by 3:30, Columbia 3:35, Laurel and Savage, Guilford area 3:40. It does say now this is Anne Arundel and Howard County as well. Nothing reported for certain, but radar indicated rotation. AB3RW cleared.
W3ICF, Echo, Link, Repeater.
KA3XC, very heavy rain, here in Ellicott City, and high wind looks like about 40-some mile an hour. And more unconfirmed reports of on the ground. Columbia, don't know for sure, still unconfirmed. But right now where I'm at, Trees are flailing around like crazy, and it's so daggone hard, it's hard to see more than a couple 150 feet in front of you. KA3XA.
Okay, John, be careful. You're getting, sounds like maybe an enhanced version of what came through Frederick here a half hour ago. N3RO. This is N3RO. Based on the radar indicating that the storm is now up in the Baltimore County region north of Baltimore and out of the Frederick County area, on behalf of the, I'm going to close the Skywarn net for the time being. There is indications on the radar of a lot of storm activity still way out west, headed our direction, could be here tonight, but it doesn't appear at this time to be severe. It's mostly green activity. Now, don't see a lot of yellow and orange and red in it. But it may change by the time it gets here later this evening. And be careful driving out there. If you're out today, I'm listening to the dispatch, and there are wires down seemingly everywhere, trees down across roads all over our county. The EOC has set up a special command center to handle all the calls coming in from around southeast Frederick County. So all I can say is if you have to be out on the road, be careful. You could run into just about anything. On behalf of the National Weather Service and the Skywarn program, I'd like to thank the FARG Repeater Group for the use of their system and the amateur community for serving Skywarn traffic and giving Skywarn traffic priority and for participating in Skywarn severe weather nets. Please pass all further severe weather reports directly to the National Weather Service, either by telephone using the 1-800-253-7091 or by 147.300, the PL tone, 146.2, if that is currently active with the Skywarn net. I'm not sure that it is. The Skywarn amateur radio net here for Frederick County subnet now secured at 4 p.m. And the repeaters return to normal amateur service. Remember, we do have a Mid-Maryland weather net regularly scheduled for every Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. on this frequency tonight. And I'm hoping that we won't have a severe weather net on top of it. This is N3RO, clear.
FARG, repeater.